Joining me now in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, the host of the show that's taking the world by storm, Kareem Jackson, host and creator of KJack TV. How's it going today, Kareem?
Going great. It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. First of all, everybody, you seem to have gotten some good feedback from KJack TV. It's actually not even your first season. You just started calling it KJack TV.
Right.
But you've been the team's player reporter for, this is your second season now.
Yeah.
So what have you learned about yourself as a TV host?
I guess I had to say I learned about myself that, you know, I can kind of, you know, change into a different role, you know, and, you know, not just being a football player. And, you know, I mean, I've always been a jokester in the locker room, but, you know, I can kind of change into some different roles and, you know, do a little bit of interviewing and some other stuff.
Have you gotten a lot of fan reaction when you're out and about?
Yeah, actually, I have.
Do you get more recognized, or were people already recognizing you when you're out and about?
People already recognize me, but, you know, now they're, you know, just kind of talking about KJack TV. It's funny that you asked that, because when we played in Tennessee a couple weeks ago, one of the fans had a sign that said they love KJack TV, and it was surprising to me. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it was kind of cool to see that.
Because you've been playing football a lot longer than you've been doing KJack TV.
Right. So it was kind of cool to see that. So, you know, we definitely been getting some good feedback.
You're definitely, I hope you play football for a long time, because I really don't want you to take my job anytime soon. But with that being said, you're one of the longest tenured Texans on this team behind Brian Cushing. It's you and John Weeks in your eighth season. And I know that the season has not gone the way that this team has wanted. But, you know, what is the importance of having fun in the locker room and keeping it loose? I think a lot of people think, like, they're in there having fun. But from a veteran standpoint, you've been through a lot of losing seasons. You've been through winning seasons. But, you know, why is it more important in a losing season to kind of keep the guys positive and optimistic heading into each week's game?
All right. And, I mean, I think you kind of said it there with, you know, having fun, you know, definitely keeping the guys positive about, you know, just the weekend and preparing, you know, coming in day in and day out. You know, it's a long season. And, you know, if the season's not going the way you guys wanted to go, you know, like this year, you know, you got to dig deep, you got to find some type of way to, you know, to have some enthusiasm day in and day out. So, you know, you're coming in and you're having fun, you know, with the guys still, everybody's still smiling and, you know, able to go to work each and every day, you know, and get our work done, you know, it definitely helps us to have fun.
And we're calling it Kareem Jackson Fridays, and I think a lot of people don't understand that on Monday and Tuesday, you guys are, Monday especially, you're still very consumed by what happens Sunday, whether that's a win or a loss. And then Wednesday, as the week goes on, it's sort of out of your system, even if it's a win, and you guys are on to the next week. So by Friday, you're completely on to the next game. It's like, it really is 1 week seasons, isn't it?
Definitely. You know, you're just preparing for that week and that game, you know, whoever the opponent is that week. And like you said, you know, Mondays you come in, you kind of beat up a little bit, and Tuesday's usually the regular day off. And, you know, once you kind of get in Wednesday, you already, you know, turn the page and you're on to the next team. And Thursday's definitely a work day. And Friday, he's kind of putting the finishing touch to the game plan and finishing up some things and some corrections and stuff. And, you know, from there on, it's time to, you know, go to play the next opponent.
All right. So I know it's late in the week, but I'm still going to ask you something about Sunday's game. You had the interception against the 49ers. That now ties you with Jonathan Joseph for the most interceptions in Texans history. Walk us through the interception and what you saw. It was really exciting. It's always exciting when you get an interception, but tell us what you saw.
Coach Vrabel put us in a great coverage there, and it was actually Dylan had a great drop from his linebacker spot, and you know it kind of overthrew him. It kind of went through his hands, and you know I was able to catch it. So like I say, Coach Vrabel put us in a great situation, and you know I was able to make a play.
All right. So afterwards, and I've seen this a few times, Kevin Johnson, a few of the other guys do this like wiping down thing on you. Like what is that exactly? Because I've been dying to ask you what that is.
I think Kevin started that last
Kevin
year.
Does it a lot.
Yeah, he does it a lot. It's just one of those things where, you know, if somebody makes a play, you just kind of wipe them off and, you know, just kind of show how clean they are, you know, especially when they make a play. So, like I said, he kind of started that last year. That's one of his things. So, you know, when he makes a play, we try to return the favor and, you know, wipe him down too
because he's so fresh and clean.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, I see. I was like, it's got to have some significance. And the next time I talk to you, I'm going to ask you what it is. All right, this week you got to do some really fun stuff on your off day. Tuesdays are the off day. Mm-hmm. You did this Shop with a Jock event, and you do this a lot with the Candlelighters. Tell us a little bit about Candlelighters and why it's important to you and what this event means to you to be able to do that.
Candlelighters is a group that I've been working with for 8 years now. you know, and ever since my rookie year, and they definitely hold a special place in my heart. You know, it's the kids here at MD Anderson and Texas Children, you know, and it's the kids that you know, suffer from cancer, you know, and growing up, my sister is a leukemia survivor. And so, you know, I know firsthand the devastation that cancer, you know, can do to a family. So, you know, with me being in the situation that I'm in and being a professional athlete, I feel like it's only right for me to, you know, help other families and kids that's affected by this horrible disease. So this past Tuesday, we got a chance to, you know, take the kids shopping. Early in the morning, we actually went to the hospitals and visit the kids, you know, that weren't able to make it. And so later on that night, we had a chance to take some of the kids shopping for some Christmas gifts. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. Just kind of seeing those kids and putting smiles on their faces, you know, with all that they've gone through and their families and stuff, you know, just try to, you know, get them away from the chemo and stuff like that and what they're going through, and try to put some smiles on their face and try to give them some type of Christmas.
You look like you're having fun too. You're riding bikes and, you know, testing out the toys for the kids.
Definitely,
is that what you were
definitely.
Doing?
I'm still kind of a kid in myself. So, you know, anytime I get in a setting like that, you know, I kind of fit right in with them.
Anything on your Christmas list this year?
No, not at all.
Are you into the video games and stuff?
No, I'm not. Not
okay.
at all. I've never been one of the video game guys.
Because the DBs seem like they are all
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, a lot of the guys in the room definitely love to play the video games. I've just never been really interested in, you know, playing the video games. I actually find them quite boring. You know, I tried when I was a kid, but I could never just...
You're one of the few, I have to say.
Those kids to just sit in the house and just... play video games. That was always one of those kids wanted to be outside, you know, playing some type of ball. But now we have some guys in the room that's you know, they always into the video games and stuff like that, but it's just not me.
I think you'd be the hardest one to shop for. I know a lot of these position groups have their white elephant parties and they buy gifts for each other. I mean, I feel like you'd be the guy that some of them would they'd pull your name out of the hat and be like, what do I get green? What do I get the guy that has everything?
Sound like
you seem like you're very hard to shop for.
Sound like my wife saying that. she kind of gets on me around this year, especially because I
like what do you want like that?
I really don't have a Christmas list. As long as my daughter's smiling and she's taken care of.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm able to get some stuff for my wife and family members. Just seeing them happy around this time is definitely, you know, it's the only thing that's on my Christmas list. But, you know, my wife always surprised me with some things, you know, this time of year. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. She always comes up with something and I'm surprised by it. So I'm looking forward to that this year.
Is she hard to shop for?
She is. And, usually she sends me her Christmas list every year, so
she's more organized.
She makes it a little easier for me. So
she's like, "Here's the link. Here's where you can get it."
Right. Yeah. That's her to a T. And usually sometimes I get a couple of items she wants, but sometimes I kind of go totally left and get some things that I wanted to have, and she's like,
"Is she probably not happy about that, right?" Or is she?
I'm pretty good at shopping for her, so she's usually happy.
Oh,
with
that's
that.
Good.
I'm pretty good at shopping for her.
Oh, that's good. Well, that sounds like it's a good match for the two of you.
Definitely.
All right, another one of your good friends. You're going to face him Sunday. You won't face him at the same time, but AJ Boye, obviously you guys saw him in week one. Him, Jalen Ramsey, he really worked his way up from being the third or fourth string. You know, what is it like seeing him this week? And what I know Jacksonville's in a position that the Texans wish they were in, but seeing what he's been able to do, have you been talking to him at all this week? How close are you all still?
We talk to him sparingly. He's actually still in our group message that we have, you know, with the DBs here, you know. And he kind of chimes in, you know, from time to time. But, you know, just to see him and the success that he's having, you know, just a true testament of how hard he worked, you know. When he was here, when he was the third or fourth corner, he's always a big time talent. You know, he'll get in and he made a ton of plays for us. You know, and he got an opportunity last year. You know, had some guys go down, and he stepped in and he played multiple roles for us, and he excelled in it, and it paid off for him. So, you know, definitely happy for him. And any chance I get, you know, to see him go out and, you know, do his thing, you know, I'm always happy for him. But you know, just hopefully this weekend, you know, he has an
we can
off
limit
day.
Those big plays this weekend.
Yeah, hopefully this weekend he has an off day. But it's always exciting to see him, you know. So I'll definitely be happy, you know, to talk to him, you know, once we see him after the game and stuff.
It's funny because we did this jersey swap thing after the first game, and Jonathan and AJ had swapped jerseys. And Jonathan had written something to AJ, and he said something like, you got all the macaroni now because you guys, that's part of the running joke is that he went where the money was, but good for him.
I mean, that's the name of the game. You know, you come in as a young player, you ball, and when it's that time, hey, sometimes you go to the highest bidder, and sometimes, you know, you get a chance to stay where you are, and, you know, and things work out with your team. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about, you know, going out and being good for your team, and, you know, and you'll get a big payday like he did.
All right, one final question before I let you go. What about Jacksonville? Seems like Bortles has been playing a lot better through this final stretch of the season. How do you get to him? He's really limiting his turnovers now.
Yeah, they're doing some good stuff on offense. You know, they're starting by, you know, they're definitely running the ball good. I think they're number one in the league, you know, and their rushing attack, you know. So, for us, we just have to stop the run, make him one-dimensional, and, you know, put the game in his hands. You know, we feel like, you know, as a secondary, you know, we can be sticky in coverage and hopefully we can make some plays. So, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity, you know, this weekend, and, you know, it should be a lot of fun.
Always is a lot of fun in Jacksonville. All right, Kareem, best of luck. Thanks so much for joining us. Kareem Jackson, host of KJAC TV and one of our very favorites. Thanks, Kareem.
All right, thank you.